This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and yes, we are here each and every week at this time on your favorite radio station, and I am Freddie Bell. With me is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. And when we say turning candidates into contenders, what do you really mean, Joe McKenzie? And welcome, first of all.
Our company's approach is to help any job candidate get the job they deserve. And we go through very specific techniques and methods to help them get in a position where they're a contender for that job. And that could be through enhanced interview practice, talking about the real job needs. You know, we adopt the Lou Adler approach of how do we uncover those real job needs with really compelling, insightful questions at the beginning of an interview so we can understand the real job needs, so we can address the relevant accomplishments. That's an example of turning a candidate into a contender. How about the hidden job market? If we have a strategy for someone to find those hidden gems of opportunities in the hidden job market, which is real, which is the majority of jobs don't get posted out there, we have a strategy for people to uncover those opportunities. That's how we turn candidates into contenders, through very specific techniques.
All right. And this week, we want to talk about having a thankful attitude.
Yes.
And with an individual facing some uncertainty when in their career transition, how would someone have a thankful attitude when everything around them seems to be just falling apart, or maybe has already fallen apart?
You know, certainly I've been in that position where facing career transition, that uncertainty, that anxiety, that lowering of confidence, that fear of the unknown is there. But when we start to think about what's happened to that person that may be out of a job or wants to be out of that job, they may not be in the right position. They may not be thriving. They may be miserable in their job. I don't care what your W-2 looks like. If you're miserable every day, you're not thriving. You're not in the right job. And so when we start talking about career transition and how a thankful attitude, how that helps you in career transition, well, think about it. If you're in a position where you're let go or your industry is contracting, or you're just not in a good spot to realize all your skills, it's time to move on and find a place where you can thrive. And that's why that attitude of, okay, now it's my chance to recalibrate. We live in the Twin Cities, Freddie. We have one of the most diverse business climates in the entire country. We are not predicated on having a strong oil price or selling cars or just medical technology or tourism. Twin Cities is the home to several Fortune 500 companies. We're leaders in medical technology. We have tourism. We have agriculture. We have retail. There's so much going on in the Twin Cities that just knowing that allows us to, you know, in the Twin Cities, that we're thankful that we're here and not having to move. I realize it's a tough situation, but often having that attitude of being thankful for where you live and the opportunities, and more importantly, Freddie, the ability to find a home for your skills and you can thrive, is the way to approach this.
Interesting. You know, as we think about being thankful this month of November, and what aspects of making a job change in particular, because someone see a bit of a silver lining. We know that, especially this time of the year in Minnesota, when we have a lot of dark clouds, it doesn't help when you have a dark cloud with your career. So how do we see that silver lining?
Well, let's build upon my previous point there. You may be in a situation where your supervisor is not allowing you to grow, or you're being micromanaged, or you're not given enough responsibilities. if you were to make a change, even internally with a new supervisor, you may be in a position where now you're going to realize those skills and see that growth. And so you start looking for that change is scary and there's uncertainty, but change can also bring about that so needed peace of mind that you're growing. Now you're in a situation that you're realizing growth. So there are silver linings to making a job change, especially in a strong labor market, and particularly in the Twin Cities, like Ed mentioned, with multiple opportunities for people to reinvent, recalibrate, retool their career here in the Twin Cities.
Interesting. So with that as a backdrop, how do you go about coaching someone? How do you help your clients to see the positives of a career? I'm just wondering, do you have some cynics to go, look, you know, it's Thanksgiving time. I don't want to talk about being thankful. I just need me a job, Mr. McKenzie. How do you approach that?
Well, certainly we're very mindful. I've been, you know, in a position where I've been in career change during the holidays. It's a difficult time. But you also start looking at the next year and more optimistically, 2019. But more on the technique side, we start understanding what they've accomplished, where they were at, what were some of their long-term goals that were not achieved. We start looking into transferable skills. We start bringing new industries to them that they may never thought of. Someone that could be working in corporate world may not even realize that their skills transferred to the nonprofit or the healthcare field. That is a great way for someone to raise their hope and curiosity about their marketability. So that's how we bring our clients closer to their objectives. We work with so many different people in so many different industries. We start to understand the skills that are needed. We talk to enough employers and people in our networks to know what they're looking for. That might be the first time our new client is hearing that their skills transfer to this industry or this skill is needed in that industry. That's how we help clients, especially in a position where, you know, they're in a tough spot. And like I said, the Ripple Connects team has been there. You know, we've gone through a lot of change in our careers. So that's how we help people. You know, we restore hope by talking about transferable skills. We restore hope by talking about different industries that may need their skills. That's a simple way of coaching, and it's very effective.
It's interesting that we are talking about being thankful on this particular day. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, you have a very, we hadn't talked about this, but you have a very special thing that you do around, especially around Thanksgiving. And I find it very unique. I've tried to adopt it, not fully embraced as you, but do you mind sharing that with your audience?
Certainly. About 5 years ago when I formed Ripple Connects, I realized that there were many people along the way that helped me get to that point. So what I did was instead of sending out the holiday card or the New Year's card, I sent out a Thanksgiving Day card. But what I simply did, Freddie, was started putting what I was thankful for in regards to this person. So it was a very personalized card that I sent out. And that just helped me to realize I can't do this alone. I've had a lot of people, including yourself. I think you're one of the first Thanksgiving Day cards I did send to, 5 years ago because of the your willingness to help me, you know, realize a goal of, you know, being, you know, a career expert on radio. And so it's a simple step. I don't write hundreds of them. I take the time to, you know, maybe 25 to 30 cards. It's effective. A lot of people reach out to me and thank me. And it's a good opportunity for me to reconnect with them too. So it's unique, but it's my favorite time of year. But I am truly thankful for many, many people that have helped me along the way.
I'm just curious, what's been the reaction from some of the people that you've sent the cards to over the years?
It's always positive. It's funny how I get more phone calls at least 3-4 days after I send them to their office. So I try to make sure that they get them a week before Thanksgiving. But there's a built-in, almost a built-in callback to me. And all of a sudden here we're talking or setting up a coffee meeting. That's been a response. So it kind of comes around nicely where I can understand, and we can talk about how, this last year has been positive. And then we start looking to 2019 or the next year, how we can collaborate again. So I think that's very positive.
And is also being very thankful. Joe, we're out of time, and I'm thankful for you. And let's leave it right there. You do some great work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. I'm thankful for you and your guidance and the opportunity to collaborate with you on New Beginnings. If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell at our new time at 11 a.m. each and every Saturday right here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. As we go into our financial segment of our program, we want to give you five things worth knowing, five financial fears and how to overcome them. I understand that it's pretty normal to be worried about your money. In a recent survey, 36% of the respondents say they are losing sleep over money concerns. Money matters don't have to be nightmare-inducing, though. I've got five common financial fears and how you might start to overcome those. The first one is unexpected medical costs. Even with a solid health insurance plan, pricey out-of-network visits, and increasing deductibles, these can be frightening. It's important to not only have a solid health insurance plan that will cover you in the worst-case scenario, but also to familiarize yourself with the terms. If you know what you will be expected to pay in the case of a medical emergency, and what to expect and where to expect coverage, you can be better prepared. We're giving you the five financial fears and how to overcome them as they relate to your overall finances. Number two, money-draining emergencies. General unexpected expenses can include medical costs and job layoffs, but also smaller costs like car maintenance or a broken hard drive. For unplanned financial emergencies, it's important to have an emergency fund in place. Ideally, your emergency fund would cover at least 6 months worth of expenses, including insurance premiums, mortgage payments, groceries, and utility bills. I know that's a hard one to swallow, but that's what the experts say. Number three in the five financial fears and how to overcome them is losing a job. Like other financial fears that stem from an inability to anticipate the unknown, some of the uncertainty around losing your job can be mitigated by establishing an emergency fund. It's also helpful to have a backup plan. Think big picture, especially if you work in tech or in industrial sectors that are susceptible to layoffs. Ask yourself exactly how you would meet your financial obligations and establish a game plan accordingly. We're giving you the five financial fears and how to overcome them. These are five things worth knowing. Number one, unexpected medical costs. Number two, money-draining emergencies. Number three, losing a job. And then number four, lack of a savings plan for retirement. It's never too late to begin savings for retirement. We talk about that quite often on New Beginnings. Evaluate your financial plan and make room in your budget for retirement savings. Take advantage of employer plans and catch-up contributions if you're eligible, and set up direct deposits. To get a full portrait of your financial health, including a retirement savings plan, conduct a yearly evaluation. And then number five, dragging debt to the grave. Between student loan debt, credit card debt, and auto and home loans, we are increasingly living beyond our means. So what can you do? Create a budget. Start with your highest interest rates and work your way down. Consider options like consolidation and balance transfer credit cards. Make sure you don't let your financial fears overshadow your savings progress, though. Five financial fears and how to overcome them. Unexpected medical costs, money-draining emergencies, losing a job, lack of savings for retirement, and dragging debt to the grave. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings at our new time at 11 a.m. on AM 950. Stay with us as our show continues.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and I have to keep telling you that this is our brand new time, and I hope you'll join us each and every week at this time at 11 a.m. on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota as we talk to you, our baby boomers, those who love them, and those who are supported by baby boomers. We hope that you'll find some information that you can take with you in your everyday life. And if you'd like more information about the work that we do, call me. This is Freddie at 888-639-9738. Or you can also send me an email, freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com. Not too hard to remember. At this time, I'd like to give you five things worth knowing. And these are five ways to pay down debt when your wages start to vary. And I know that a lot of people who are in retirement or you're between jobs, your wages can go up and down when your income comes in and fits and starts, say because you're self-employed or you work an hourly wage. Some of the usual advice for paying off credit debt or credit card debt can seem straight up ridiculous. These strategies can help you to smooth the way. I have five ideas to share with you this morning. Number one, knock out minimum payments early. With credit card debt, making at least the minimum payments on time each month is a must, but you don't have to wait until it's due to pay. For those with unpredictable income, schedule payments by the first of the month, but don't stop there. Making additional payments throughout the month as your income comes in will bring down those balances faster and save you interest. We're giving you the five ways that you can pay down debt when your wages are not necessarily always steady. Number two, make a plan based on your worst month. There was a blogger by the name of Lydia Sin who was paying off $13,000 of credit card debt on an irregular income. Her approach to budgeting was pretty simple. Make a plan based on the smallest paycheck. So you assume the idea that this is the worst possible month that I could ever have, and then you base your budget based on those numbers. So number one, knock out minimum payments early. Number two, make a plan based on your worst month. And then number three, put windfalls to work for you. While tackling her household credit debt, and we're using this name of Lydia Sin, she always paid at least $200 more than the credit card minimums, but some months she was able to pay more. Whenever she got more freelance income, whenever there was a bonus or overtime or anything like that, all of the extra would go toward paying off the credit card debt. Number four, plan ahead as much as possible. Planning ahead as far as possible makes it easy to pay down $3,000, for example, of credit card debt on an unpredictable income. Armed with a plan, you can map income and expenses at least a month ahead by noting when the bills are due and when the paychecks from the jobs are expected to come in. You can more easily estimate how much you can afford to put toward debt reduction each month. And then number five, make sure you're not undercharging your clients. For self-employed people, this is especially important. There is a challenge to knowing what to charge your clients in some cases. A key problem is they lowball the price that they should charge your clients, making it easier for them, but then that puts you behind the eight ball. The key is to build more confidence about asking for higher rates, getting paid what you're worth. Research what other people in your field are charging for the same work, and if it makes sense, raise your rates. So, the five ways to pay down debt when your wages vary: knock out the minimum payments early, number one. Number two, make a plan based on your worst month. Number three, put windfalls to work for you. Number four, plan ahead as much as possible. And number five, make sure you're not undercharging your clients. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell with you at 11 a.m. this Saturday morning. Glad you're with us. And make sure you go to our website, freddiebell.com. Click on the radio page and you can find past episodes of the New Beginnings program. Pick out the topic you like, download it if you will, and enjoy the programs, even though you may have already heard it right here on your favorite radio station. We have more to come. Stay with us as New Beginnings continues unfolding right now. And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
If you want to do more, gain more, or be more, that's prosperity, our point of focus. Even though abundance and prosperity is as vast as the ocean, you can only carry as much water as your container will hold. If you want to enjoy more, if you want to experience more, if you want to have more, you have to come to the party with a larger container. You have to prepare yourself. You have to get ready. You have to be in that moment and be ready to experience prosperity no matter how it comes. So when you come looking for water, bring the largest container you can find. And after you fill that container, be sure to share it with others. That's our point of focus, prosperity.
I'm Freddie Bell.
If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. I still have to get used to saying that. I'm so excited that we're on at 11 o'clock now on your favorite radio station. And with me now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you for having me here, Freddie. And I like being here at 11 o'clock, too, with you.
It's a lot of fun. We get the early risers and the people who are really, really motivated to hear some great information. And this week, we've got we're coming up on the Thanksgiving holiday, and a lot of people are planning festivities and so forth. I'm sure you have a message for us for Thanksgiving.
I do have a message. I do have a message. And of course, it's the message that everybody is putting out there right now. It is the message of gratitude, to take a moment and really let yourself sink into that feeling. And I know that one of the things that I am really, really grateful for is the opportunity to debut my hypnosis show. Actually, tomorrow, the 18th, at Unity South Church at 12:30. Tickets are still available. You can check out the website at unitysouth.org for ticket information, or you can just show up at the door at 12:30 and purchase a ticket as well. I'd love to have you. And again, it really is with a deep sense of gratitude that I have this opportunity. Not only that I get to do this at a place that I love and cherish, but to be surrounded by people who support me in a place that I know is not only going to be safe, but is going to be joyful and filled with laughter. It is such a highlight for me to be doing this at this particular place and at this particular time, so close to Thanksgiving. You know, we celebrate this holiday, and so much of it is about making the perfect meal and having the perfect menu and the table and everything matching. And sometimes it's easy to forget in this holiday season, because things start to go faster and faster and faster and things get pushed back. I know the day after Halloween, I walked into Target and the Christmas stuff was up the day after Halloween. So we sometimes forget to really take a moment to pause and understand what the practice of gratitude does for us, what a shift that it provides in our way of thinking, how really it is the quickest, fastest, most effective way to move us out of a negative state, to focus on something that we are grateful for. And what's interesting is when our minds do that, when we put our focus on gratitude, our physical state follows as well. Our heart rate slows down. Our breathing slows down. We are able to more easily enter into a state of calm relaxation. And that calm relaxation doesn't mean that we have our eyes closed. We can be very productive. We can go about our day. We can be shopping or preparing a meal or having friends over or doing whatever it is that we need to do and still be in a very calm and relaxed state. And the practice of gratitude is that powerful, that it can instantaneously create that state for us.
And so for the reminder that we want to take with us this weekend, what would that be?
Just to really practice and engage others at your table. What are you thankful for? What are not just on Thanksgiving Day, but throughout this coming week? What are you really thankful for? And how far out can you take that game beyond just food, shelter, clothing, the regular stuff? You know, thankful for the small and large things that we oftentimes overlook. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
And the same to you. Quickly before we go, how can we reach you, Kelly?
952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
And you're listening to New Beginnings as our show continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody, and welcome again to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and I want to remind you that this is a brand new time for us at 11 a.m. each and every Saturday right here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. And you're in tune to our Thanksgiving Day program. At different times throughout the show, we'll be giving you some Thanksgiving ideas. You've already heard from Kelly Von Hattekopf and Joe McKenzie this morning, and I want to give you some ideas or some ways to boost gratitude or to be even more thankful. And this holiday season is also the perfect time to consider what you're thankful for and why. But Thanksgiving and Christmas aren't the only times of the year to count your blessings. Finding gratitude and appreciating the small things, the small stuff in life throughout the year, could positively impact your day-to-day life. There are many tragedies in the world, and it's easy to lose joy and appreciation of our everyday life. However, choosing gratitude is choosing to see the world in a better light. While relationships, finances, and other aspects of life may change for the better or worse, it's our ability to have and to show gratitude in our daily lives which opens us up. It opens our mind, our body, and our spirit to an abundance of possibilities and positivity. I have 10 ideas on ways to give thanks and to boost your appreciation for those people, places, and things that are around us. Number one, gratitude is amazing for what it does for your heart. A lot of researchers have said that as you give thanks, your mood improves and you begin to pay attention to choosing positive health behavior from fitness to nutrition. Positive psychological attributes such as expressing gratitude have a direct effect on our hearts and on our health because, number one, it reduces inflammation. So gratitude is amazing for your heart. Number two, gratitude boosts your memory. Giving thanks is a big brain booster. It provides an increased overall sense of well-being and quality. As you show gratitude, anxiety and depression risk decrease, freeing up room for your ability to focus on the most important memories in your life and also on your loved ones. So number one, gratitude is amazing for your heart. And third, gratitude improves your sleep quality. That's right. Having trouble catching the Z's when you need them? Well, try this idea. Write down what you're thankful for as you begin to feel drowsy. Researchers have discovered that if you record what you're grateful for 15 minutes before bedtime, you'll fall asleep faster, longer, and have a better sleep experience. Number four, gratitude deepens your relationships. It's about the little things that your partner does for you, like feed the kids so you can sleep in. It's in the simple phone call from an old friend you haven't heard from in months, just to check in. Gratitude also makes your relationship stronger, and that's reinforced when you spend time writing down those little things. This simple act of jotting down little things, notes, reinforces their importance to you and thereby deepens your relationship. Number five, gratitude strengthens your immune system. I bet you didn't realize that gratitude can do so much for you. In doing so, optimism is on the same positive emotion spectrum as expression of gratitude, which is linked with better immune health systems. Stressed out people who see situations with a positive light and a sense of gratitude have more immune-boosting blood cells than those who are pessimistic. How about that? Number six, we're talking about the 10 ways that you can express gratitude and the 10 benefits of having an attitude of gratitude. Number six, it does boost joy. Giving thanks and feeling gratitude toward others reduces a variety of negative emotions such as resentment, envy, or frustration. Gratitude is strongly linked with personal well-being, and gratitude effectively boosts happiness and reduces feelings of sadness. Number seven, across studies, expressing gratitude was revealed to reduce feelings of depression. This was most effective when participants who chose optimistic viewpoints and reframed negative situations with positivity and gratefulness report that it reduced their episodes of depression. Number eight, gratitude helps you feel peace. And I know that with a lot of things going on in the world around us, maybe even at work, if you're in retirement, you're volunteering, and things just don't necessarily always work out well, gratitude can help you to feel a sense of peace. Do you have trouble with anxiety? Well, cultivating gratefulness may lessen your anxiety, especially for more chronic conditions such as post-traumatic stress disorders, PTSD. Practicing proactive coping skills and self-efficacy empowers you and relieves these symptoms. We're giving you the top 10 ways to release gratitude into your world and the benefits that you can derive from it. Number nine, gratitude amplifies your career. Expressing gratitude can make you a more effective manager, assist you with networking, and boost your decision-making skills. The result helps you gain headway on your career path, and you often hear Joe McKenzie talk about that, making sure that you're managing and taking care of those bench of advocates, those people who are there to support you. And it also makes your workplace a more enjoyable place to be. And I'm sure that a lot of us would love to have a wonderful workplace. And then number 10, gratitude increases your productivity. Do you need to feel more productive? Do you need to be more productive? Writing a letter to someone with gratitude or keeping a gratitude journal will increase your productivity. It also boosts the levels of alertness, confidence, enthusiasm, and determination. To sum this all up, gratitude is ultimately about connection and paying attention. A gratitude practice is essential in your daily life to feel happier and more connected to the world and a higher power as well. Keep a gratitude journal. Try to turn complaints into positive compliments. See the light side of things and appreciate the little stuff of life. Take a walk and appreciate how the light breaks through the stormy clouds. Take a moment to smile at your partner as he or she lets you sleep in again. Write a letter to your mother, perhaps, expressing your gratitude for all she does for you now. Your mother doesn't even have to be alive for you to write a letter to your mother, no matter if she's with us or not. Negativity and bad turns or luck in life will make you lose your footing at times. It happens. Expressing gratitude is a wonderful way to stay in touch with those who love and support you from morning to night. Take stock. Think about gratitude as being amazingly good for your heart, boosting your memory, improving your sleep quality, deepening your relationships, strengthening your immune system, giving you more joy in life and reducing depression, helping you to feel more at peace, amplifying your career, and increasing your productivity. You're listening to Freddie Bell. This is New Beginnings on our Thanksgiving Day show. And please tell a friend to tune in with you every weekend at this time at 11 a.m. or on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, KTNF 950 on your radio dial. We've got more New Beginnings coming, and it begins right now.
The This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Some of us have been in unity longer than others. I won't tell you how my unity clock is running. Well, okay. I'll confess, it's running at about 40 years. But regardless of how long we've been in unity, and I'm standing here witnessing Loretta in her long life, living in faith in the unity principles, she's a great testament, a great example to us, that we can maintain this faith, this trust in our source, and we can let that be our focus rather than dwelling upon the challenges and the ruts in the road as we walk this path of life. Well, however long we've been in unity, however many classes we've taken in Bible interpretation or studying Charles Fillmore or related subjects, we have been exposed to the powerful teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. But have you ever wondered what in the world was Jesus talking about? Yeah, thanks, Ron. I've got an honest soul here. Well, millions of people through the centuries have pondered this divine individuality. The gospel record does indicate and does teach us something about his favorite subject. It wasn't sports. It wasn't what are we going to eat next. It wasn't what we were going to wear. It wasn't what was our career going to be and what path would we follow. His favorite subject was the kingdom of God. This subject of the spiritual realm or God's presence is highlighted 5 times in the Gospel of Matthew, 14 times in the Gospel of Mark, 32 times in the Gospel of Luke, yet only twice in the Gospel of John. Here are perhaps the most well-known quotations on this subject. Luke recorded Jesus' words in chapter 17. When the religious authorities were questioning him, and they asked him when the kingdom was coming, Jesus answered, "You cannot say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom is within you." If we look at the Aramaic language that Jesus spoke, perhaps a more clear translation of the word he used in Aramaic is not just within, but among you. Or most accurately, the kingdom is in your midst. It indicates a relationship, a community, a family. Now, Matthew recorded in chapter 6 these words that are so well known: "Seek first the kingdom of God and its right order, its true nature." Most English translations say, "Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness." But righteousness has sort of a heavy religious feel to it. You might say, "Oh, Reverend Stacy is being self-righteous, holier than thou." That was not the meaning of the word. The meaning was the right order, the balance of the kingdom, of the spiritual realm that stands behind all that is. Jesus spoke of the kingdom qualities or the kingdom consciousness through many parables or stories that characterize the nature of the kingdom, how we can find it, access it, remain in it, live in it. He told us, "The kingdom is at hand. The kingdom of God has drawn near." I want to share with you a story. It's a little bit newer than Jesus' parables of 2,000 years ago. It's a story that was recorded by the author and teacher Scott Peck in the 1980s. It's called The Rabbi's Gift. Please join with me in this story. A monastery had fallen upon very hard times. Once a great order, but over time it had been reduced to only 5 monks, the abbot and 4 others, all well into their 70s. The order was fading away. Deep in the forest surrounding the monastery, there was a little hut which a rabbi from a nearby town used occasionally for personal retreats. The old monks had developed a sixth sense about the presence of the rabbi and always could tell when he was in the forest in that little hut. On one such occasion, the abbot, who had been agonizing over the demise of his order, decided to visit the little hut and to ask the rabbi if he could offer any advice. The rabbi welcomed the abbot into his hut, but when the abbot explained the purpose of his visit, the rabbi could only empathize with his plight and commiserate with him. "Yes," the rabbi said, "the spirit seems to have gone out of the people. It's the same in my town. Almost no one comes to the synagogue anymore." So it was that the abbot and the rabbi spent time that day talking of deep things. Finally, the time came for the abbot to leave. The men hugged, and the abbot said, "It is wonderful that we could meet and talk after all these years, but I have failed in my purpose for coming here. Is there really no advice at all you can give me that would help me to save my dying monastery?" "I'm sorry," said the rabbi. "I'm afraid I have no advice to give. All I can tell you, though, is that the Messiah is one of you." Upon his return to the monastery, the abbot was joined by the other monks, who asked, "Well, what did the rabbi have to say?" "He couldn't help," the abbot replied. "We just sat and talked, and as I was leaving, he said that the Messiah is one of us. I have no idea what he meant." In the days and weeks and months that followed, the old monks pondered this and wondered if there could be any possible significance to the rabbi's words, "The Messiah is one of us." Do you think he meant one of us monks here at the monastery? If he meant one of us, he surely must have been referring to Father Abbott. He has been our leader for more than a generation. On the other hand, he could have meant Brother Thomas. He's a holy man. Everyone knows that Thomas is a man of light. Certainly, he could not have meant Brother Elred. Elred gets grouchy at times. But even though he can be a nuisance, when you look back on it, Eldred virtually always has a valid point to make.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.